You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday the 8th of April 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming live today at radioalbion.com because we have with us a geopolitical analyst, Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson from russjournal.org. Matt, good day, sir. How is life treating you?
The last few days here in Western Pennsylvania, it's been 75 degrees at least. Usually anything over 60 and I'm complaining. My God, I'm being boiled alive out here. I'd last 5 minutes down where Grandpa Dan is, the deep south. I don't know how those guys do it.
Well, it's great to hear you have lovely weather there, and I'm pleased to see that you do have the air conditioning switched off because that does affect the audio quality of the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about vaccines, particularly the Russian vaccine, the Sputnik V, and how it has become politicized, just like everything else is politicized, I guess. But you would have thought that something that was to do with people's health and keeping people alive, that politics wouldn't have had anything to do with it. You would have thought it just would have been the doctors and the scientists, but that is not so. Politics has started interfering with this, and it's quite a twisted tale that we have to talk to you about today. And it really begins in the EU, which is having all sorts of problems sourcing vaccines for its member states. Amidst an EU-wide shortage of vaccines, Italian communities are desperate for a jab, any jab, and an answer to their plight may be a short drive away, as their neighbours, independent from the EU's politics, have purchased Sputnik V. Italy, one of the pandemic hotbeds in Europe, rolled out its vaccination campaign in December last year. Since then, in this country of 60 million, only 2.8 million have so far received two doses of the jab. These numbers are not the worst in Europe. Compared with other EU nations, Italy's inoculation rate is near the middle. But the bloc's joint immunisation campaign is being held back by shortages in both vaccine production and delivery. Meanwhile, people in San Leo had a look around and realised they had a small chance to improve the situation, at least for themselves and their neighbours. Here's the trick. From San Leo, it is only half an hour's drive to get you out of the EU and across the border with San Marino, where, unbound by EU obligations, the tiny republic of some 33,900 citizens has purchased Sputnik V, the Russian COVID-19 vaccine. So only 2.8 million have been vaccinated in Italy. I think half the country have been vaccinated in Britain, so that's a triumph for a sovereign nation rather than being part of the EU. And I guess we'll get into the Russian way that they've been doing these vaccines in a minute, Matt. But what do you make of what's happening here with Italy? And all they've got to do is just pop over the border and they can get these vaccines.
Well, the shortage of the vaccines in Europe is very artificial. For some reason, we did a whole show on Italy wanting to leave the EU over the COVID response. They completely blocked the country off. And the northern part of the country, you know, including San Marino, is, you know, these are fairly wealthy areas. Russia already has a tremendous presence in Italy, violating all the sanctions, which no one is taking seriously there. But it wasn't that back in March, I guess, there was a raid in Italy, an AstraZeneca contractor, by the police, and it was discovered that they were hoarding these vaccines. In fact, they were lying about how much was being produced, how much was being distributed, and they were sitting on it. And it generally means that they're doing this to deliberately drive up the price. hopefully getting governments to require it than having an expensive price tag on top of it. So now you have these two huge things that the Italians are just extremely upset about as far as the EU is concerned. Now, remember, I am not justifying or supporting any vaccination. I am not going to get one of these. I don't care what country it's from. But it just goes to show that there's you know, the Italians do have a legitimate beef with the EU and especially the northern part of the country.
So there's an artificial shortage of vaccines in order to put up the price. Well, it looks like Hungary has actually used emergency legislation so that they can bypass this artificial shortage and buy the Sputnik V vaccine. Brussels' joint campaign to provide enough vaccines for all member states has failed, the Hungarian foreign minister Szijjártó explained. So the country was forced to look for its own options. At the end of last year, just before Christmas, it was said that we should decide on a common day to start the European vaccination campaign, either the 26th or the 27th of December, and that we should not vaccinate before that. Then a small lorry appeared on the Austrian-Hungarian border, as far as I can recall, on the 26th of December, and we were looking around saying, okay, but where is the real one? I mean, is this it? And they said, yes, this is it. So the EU has completely failed these countries. And as you say there, Matt, you think it's because they're trying to bump up the price. But what's happening is these countries are saying, well, we'll just purchase the Russian one then, which is only $10 a shot. It might even be $10 for two shots. It's very, very cheap. And it's just as effective as all the others. What do you make of what Hungary is doing here, Matt?
Well, the EU has wanted to punish Hungary for a long time. Now, the Sputnik vaccine is free for citizens of the Federation. The price is very low abroad. And one of the reasons for this, I mean, the Moderna vaccine, I think, is with $30 at least about a month ago. The Gamaleya Research Institute of Epidemiology and Microbiology developed this in Russia. It's a state institution under the Ministry of Health, financed by the Russian National Wealth Fund. So this is all state money. So there's the profit element here doesn't exist. That's why there are no shortages. I mean, you know, the demand is higher than the supply at the moment. But Russia also has a lot of challenges as far as its size and everything else. It is not an artificial shortage. This is about how it functions when you have a for-profit industry doing this and a not-for-profit industry doing this. And that's a key element. But as far as politics is concerned, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they cut Hungary off like they did North Italy. But again, the North Italy thing is I still have never really got an answer to that question, why they treated Italy in that way.
Well, there's another side to this as well. Russia has not been pressuring its people to get vaccinated. It hasn't been talking about vaccine passports or anything like that. It has just said to the Russian people, well, if you can get yourself to Moscow, you can have a free vaccine and you can also have a choice. We've produced three. They've got three different types. And as a patient, you actually get a choice of which one you want to take. You don't get that in Britain. You just have to take what they've given you. And they've also said anyone from anywhere in the world, if they want to try the Sputnik V vaccine, all they have to do is just go to Moscow and they can take it. So it's a completely different way of doing things there than we've seen in the West. And of course, the West has been trying to slander it. But back in February, a peer-reviewed article in The Lancet came out showing the vaccine has an impressive 91.6% efficacy rate against the virus and is completely protective against severe cases of COVID-19. Moscow claimed victory in the vaccine race, as it had decades earlier in the space race with the launch of the Sputnik satellite, although at the time other vaccines were further along in testing. In the end, its rollout only served to deepen skepticism. The peer-reviewed article published in February cleared those doubts. It showed the vaccine had an impressive efficacy rate of 91.6% against the virus and was completely protective against severe forms of COVID-19. The development of the Sputnik V vaccine has been criticised for unseemly haste, corner-cutting and an absence of transparency. Two independent researchers, Ian Jones of the University of Reading and Polly Roy with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, wrote in a commentary published in The Lancet. But the outcome reported here, they continued, is clear and the scientific principle of vaccination is demonstrated. The clinical trial conducted in Moscow late last year on about 20,000 volunteers showed only side effects commonly associated with vaccines, such as headaches or mild fevers. The researchers determined that no so-called adverse events or serious medical problems among the trial participants were associated with the vaccine. In total, they found 70 serious medical episodes in 68 people in the trial, in both the placebo and the vaccine group. So it really doesn't seem anywhere near as bad as what we're being told about things like AstraZeneca, which has blood clots. And this report was from the New York Times. And of course, they're trying to find something wrong with this. Anything that they can find to smear the Sputnik V, they will put in there. They actually said, apparently, in the trials, there weren't very many non-whites. There wasn't a lot of diversity in the trials. And I just thought, well, if people want non-whites in these trials, why don't the non-whites actually develop some vaccines of their own and do some tests on their own people? But I don't think we are seeing much coming out of Africa at the moment with these vaccines. But anyway, Moscow and Russia are providing this for everyone for free. As you say, Matt, it's been produced by the Gamaleya Research Institute, which is a not-for-profit thing. So this is really an example to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world should be taking them up on it, not putting things in the way, not putting obstacles in the way of actually treating the people. Is it about the people? Is it about the people's health? Or is it just about money? What do you make of what the New York Times has to say here, Matt?
Well, this, you know, lobbying against the Russian vaccine, the criticisms of it before any analysis was done, it's just, you know, one company trying to destroy its competition. They're doing it more cheaply, and they did it more quickly than anyone in the West. You know, the gene technology is actually pretty simple, where, you know, a virus similar to COVID is introduced into the system and into the cells, and that's when the production of immunity begins. It's, you know, it's been around for a very long time. I'm wondering what's happening, you know, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and AstraZeneca, that makes it different, that makes it more prone. I mean, just in my own social circle, I know at least one person who presently is in the hospital for taking the vaccine. But The Lancet is from Harvard University. This is being reported by the New York Times. These are enemies of all things Russia, having to admit that with, you know, 20,000 test subjects, you had minimal side effects, and you had as many people with the placebo getting it as you did those who got the real thing. So there's something wrong with the Western vaccines here, and that's what our people have been talking about for a while. What the heck is in this that makes it different from the Russian? I mean, you're hearing horror stories what's going on with the Western vaccine. And now with the artificial shortage, the price, and it being used as a political tool. Yeah, but the last thing anyone cares about is health. This is a political football now.
I think the Russian vaccine was made with the tried and tested technology rather than trying to create a new mRNA vaccine. I may be wrong on that, but I do think it was actually tested out and created with technology that had already been used in people before. I think that is the difference. Well, fears of fake vaccines have been heightened after authorities in Mexico raided a private plane that they say was attempting to smuggle 1,000 vials of what appeared to be the Moscow-made Sputnik V coronavirus jab into the country. In a statement published on Wednesday, the Mexican government announced that customs officials, working together with the armed forces, seized two ice chests loaded with doses from a light aircraft landing at Campeche International Airport in the southeast of the country. Official photos show them stowed alongside soft drinks and sweets. However, in a statement issued on Thursday, the team behind the Russian-made formula announced that the batch was counterfeit and simply designed and packaged as Sputnik V. Analysis of the photographs of the seized batch, including the design of containers and labels, suggests that it is a fake substance which has nothing to do with the original vaccine, said the Russian Direct Investment Fund, which financed the development of the jab. This is an example of possible provocations against Sputnik V, just as Russian officials warned last week, it said. The Mexican government stopped and prevented this provocation, possibly aimed at discrediting the Sputnik V vaccine through the shipment of fake vaccines, the team added. An investigation backed by Russian and Mexican officials will now take place, and a number of Honduran citizens have been arrested. Last Friday, a high-ranking Kremlin source told the TASS news agency that an information war was beginning against Russia, waged by the West over vaccines. A scenario of information attack on Sputnik V is being prepared through controlled non-governmental organizations, the official reporter claimed, naming the US government, billionaire philanthropist George Soros, and news outlets including the UK state broadcaster the BBC as being behind it. That attack, the source added, aims to emphasize the vaccine's supposed inefficiency and danger by faking mass deaths allegedly caused by the use of the medicine. So this was warned about a couple of weeks before, and now they've discovered these, luckily they've discovered these fake medicines, because, I mean, that could have been poison that was in that, and then their name would have been smeared. So that looks to me like what is going on here. What do you make of it, Matt?
Well, it's proof that the West has a flawed vaccine that they're worried about Russian distribution. Who would put out a fake vaccine? I mean, drug gangs? You know, they're getting billions from cocaine. This is a low cost. This is a low cost item. No one's going to make any money off this. It has to be government agencies or companies, you know, hiring these Honduran frontmen, whatever it is. It's not a private gang just having fun. There's no money to be made here. This is an absolute war. And the very fact that the Russians have been talking about it, because our vaccine is good, I mean, relatively speaking, and the West is highly problematic, you know, you're going to have fakery. This is just another act of war on Russians, and they'll kill as many people as possible. I have no idea what was in this vaccine. I have no idea whatever became of this wasn't that long ago, of these Hondurans. The U.S. has several military bases in Honduras. Huge presence there, private and public. And the fact that they're naming names like Soros and everything else, they're the only ones who would – investors in the Western vaccines are the only ones who would have an interest in humiliating the Russians this way and killing a lot of people.
I think smugglers would be smuggling the real thing, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be smuggling counterfeits. They'd be purchasing it cheaply in Russia, and then they'd be selling the real thing in countries where it had yet to be passed by the regulator, but certainly not selling counterfeit stuff. Well, Germany has been asking for Sputnik V. Germany has asked the European Commission to begin negotiating with Moscow over Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, despite it not yet receiving approval or registration from the EU's regulatory body, the European Medicines Agency. That is according to an alleged German government source quoted by the outlet Politico Europe. The source told the news site, which is partially owned by Germany's Axel Springer Group, that Berlin wants Brussels to start discussions with Moscow immediately, so that the bloc is ready to import doses as soon as the EMA approves the COVID-19 shot. We believe that this process can start now, while the regulatory authorization is still ongoing, the official said, according to the online publication. So far, there have been no discussions between Brussels and Moscow on the matter. The EMA began a review of the Sputnik V vaccine in early March, as well as testing the formula and making sure it complies with EU regulations. Officials will also conduct inspections at facilities where the vaccine is produced. Despite it not yet being approved across the bloc, two EU countries, Hungary and Slovakia, have already unilaterally imported and started using the vaccine. Leaders from other countries, such as Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, have called for the bloc to register the Russian formula quickly. Why is it taking so long? This vaccine has been out since September last year. We're now into April. 6 months this vaccine has actually been out for, and the EU regulatory body has still not approved it for use. And yet you've got all these countries in the EU that are saying, we need to have these vaccines. It's bad enough that you've made us all wait until the EU negotiates with these companies, but to then not actually have the first vaccine that was available, have that available to Europe, just shows that profits are being put before people. I'm surprised that Germany was allowed to actually ask this, Matt. What do you make of it?
Well, we've been talking about all these countries, you know, flipping off the EU for a long time. You know, Germany refuses to obey any of the American sanctions on Russia. You know, they're the dominant element in the EU, but they have no use for it anymore. it's taking so long because, you know, the shortage is artificial, and people on in the EMA, just like the FDA in America, are from the private sector. You know, these are from the same companies that are producing it. They don't want the Russian vaccine approved because it would undersell and probably perform better than the Western ones. It's simply an attempt to monopolize the market. They're claiming that, yes, there's a massive shortage, but we don't need the Russian vaccine. It's just about satisfaction in their mind. They're willing to have people die rather than give Russians any kind of foothold in this area. And again, I'm not supporting the concept of people dying vaccine. I don't accept that. But in their minds, that's exactly what they think. Giving more credence to the idea that there's something wrong with the Western vaccine, something more nefarious about it that you're not going to find in the Russian version. Not to mention the fact that, you know, you had a full investigation in Russia. You had 20,000 people. What's the claim that Russia doesn't know what it's doing? It's going to kill its own people this way? Russia is just as advanced scientifically, if not more so, than Western Europe. So this is just and now with the Harvard University study coming out, that they have no excuse, and yet this is still going on. So countries anyway are saying, heck with this. This is nonsense. We know what's going on here. This is nothing but lobbying from the big companies who already are present at the EMA, and we're going to order this stuff anyway.
Well, as I just mentioned there, Sebastian Kurz has bypassed Ursula von der Leyen. Austria is to order 1 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine, 1 month after a successful phone call between Chancellor Sebastian Kurz and the Kremlin. It will be the third EU country to receive the formula. The news came from the Chancellor himself, who revealed that Vienna and Moscow are engaged in talks and said a deal should be agreed upon soon. On Tuesday, Kurz explained that there should be no geopolitical blinkers when it comes to COVID-19, noting that the only thing that should count is whether the vaccine is effective and safe and not where it comes from. I mean, you would think that even more people would be pointing this out. We really haven't heard much about Sputnik V on the BBC and on the mainstream news, but we do get RT over here in Britain. I'm sure they must get it in the other European countries. And they do feature it quite a lot. And the fact that people are actually going to Moscow, traveling to Moscow, flying there specifically so that they can just take this Sputnik V. And one of the ways that Russia has been attacked over this, that they've tried to say, well, it seems that Russia is actually giving out more to other countries than its own people. It's preferring to make itself look good on the world stage rather than actually vaccinating its own people. But the answer to that has been, well, we're not pressuring our people to take it. If they want to take it, they can. And also, Dmitry Peskov, Putin's spokesperson, he said the other day as well that it's just something about the Russians. They are suspicious of things like vaccines, and maybe quite rightly so. But again, this is the contrast between the way they're dealing with it in Russia, where they say, if you want to take it, you can. We're certainly not pressurizing you to how they're saying it in the West. Everybody has to be vaccinated. And yet then when there's no vaccine there and Russia says, well, here's our vaccine, they're saying, well, no, you can't take that one. We don't want you taking that one. It is really suspicious. And what do you make of what Austria is doing here, going behind the EU's back like this, Matt?
Well, again, Italy is doing the same thing. This is becoming Hungary's doing. This is happening all over the place. This is a disaster for the EU, because now, again, for the second time, at least the second time, you have a massive disobedience of EU directives. And they have a very good case. If what they're saying about, you know, COVID is true and what they believe is true, this is a death sentence for people. Again, we don't accept that, generally speaking, but in their minds, it's true. And the Austrians are saying this is about geopolitics. This has nothing to do with curing people. It has nothing to do with there's something in that vaccine. And I'd love to see over the next few years how the two vaccines pan out in terms of long-term effects of side effects and everything else. I guarantee you know what's going to happen. Russians are the export is because there's not a giant market for this in Russia. It's slow but sure. There's no requirements. But God knows what the West is going to do with, you know, flying or anything else. It hasn't happened yet, but in certain places it is already happening, and drug companies are lobbying for that. But this is the EU is in an awful position here.
Well, Putin has actually spoken up about it. President Vladimir Putin has blasted claims that the EU doesn't need a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Russian scientists, hinting that Brussels may have been influenced by a shadowy influence campaign from Western drug companies. Speaking at a government meeting about COVID-19 immunization programs on Monday, Putin said that he was surprised to hear negativity from a senior EU figure about the prospect of access to another formula. Brussels' internal market commissioner, Thierry Breton, claimed the day before that the bloc has absolutely no need of Sputnik V. When we hear such statements from officials, Putin said, the question arises, whose interests are protected and represented by these kinds of people? The interests of some pharmaceutical companies or citizens of European countries? What do they do? Lobbying? So it's interesting that Putin is actually weighing in on this and pointing this out. I mean, it must be like a gift to him, really, that the EU are refusing this, because he can just say, well, it's obviously because you just want to sell your one, whereas this, we're not actually making any money on it. So, I mean, it really is they've really scored a goal here, haven't they, in Russia, don't you think, Matt?
Yeah, and again, the EU is falling apart over this. When Germany starts ignoring you, you know you have a problem. We'll see here in a minute that lobbying is exactly what's going on here. And this man is saying that we have no need for the Sputnik V, but on the other hand, he's saying we have this terrible shortage, so many mistakes were made, etc. So this is purely a matter of manipulation and profiteering and making sure that Russia doesn't have any good credit in Europe, but it's not working. This is a huge win for him, and his position is very strong here. Because again, if what they're saying is true, then Russia's the one coming in to save lives, and the West is not only keeping that from happening, but creating these fake versions that do God knows what to discredit it. This is a deadly serious matter.
Well, they keep talking about third waves, don't they? Germany needs to close down again. France needs to lock down again. And yet you've got all these vaccines here. Russia is saying, we're here. We've got the vaccines for you. All you need to do is ask. Well, it looks like America's involved in this as well. American diplomats actively persuaded the Brazilian government not to approve a Russian-made coronavirus vaccine as part of a campaign to counter the country's malign influence, Washington has revealed in a bombshell admission. On Monday, Russia's Direct Investment Fund, which financed the development of the Sputnik V jab, published an excerpt that recently came to light from the annual report of the US Department of Health and Human Services, which is responsible for healthcare and access to medicines. As part of the self-appraisal of the department's successes in 2020, it confirmed that its international team, the Office of Global Affairs, used diplomatic relations in the Americas region to mitigate efforts by states including Cuba, Venezuela, and Russia, who are working to increase their influence in the region to the detriment of US safety and security. These efforts, it said, culminated in using the OGA's health attaché office to persuade Brazil to reject the Russian COVID-19 vaccine. How the use of the jab, which has already been approved by 51 countries across the world, would have been to the detriment of American safety and security is not detailed. The section comes immediately after a section on meeting one of the agency's key objectives, promoting vaccine confidence and access. And, you know, we're hearing that Brazil is one of the countries that has been worst hit by COVID-19. Apparently they have had 250,000 people have died, 250,000 people have died. Russia has offered them the vaccine and America has persuaded them not to take the vaccine. And they're actually bragging about this here, Matt. What are your final thoughts on this?
Well, I put this last in our discussion list because it proves everything that came before. What Putin said about lobbying, what we're saying about profiteering and geopolitical nonsense, worrying about Russia's reputation. This is all proof here. God knows what they threaten them with over this. And there's no particular reason for it except Russia's going to look good and we won't. Or right. These artificial shortages, and they're going to jerk up the prices as much as humanly possible. It's going to continue to go up. And of course, they never explain what the security issues are because there aren't any. And The fact that the U.S. and remember, the U.S. government is privatized. HHS and FDA have the same executives from all the big companies sitting on the board and all that. Anyway, so this is just a privatized government supporting the interests of these huge corporations, trying to keep the Russians out, and then talking about security as if, you know, to have the government go their way and do their lobbying for them. This is what happens when you have the corporations running the state.
It really does expose the pharmaceutical industry as just being a really cynical money-making operation rather than actually helping and healing people and keeping people alive. And also exposes the politicians as all our lives are expendable, really, so long as they can just make more money for the pharmaceutical companies. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Grandpa Dan. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.